Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio, everybody. My name is Rocker. I am here with Jane in the control room.
That's me, I think.
And right now, we have in the studio with us Maya of Modern Art. And Maya is an independent multimedia artist from Madison, writing and arranging genre-bending music and curating event spaces that bring diverse groups of people together. It's the heart of her work as Modern Art. Wednesday, February 11th, Modern Art is hosting a Valentine's show at Lucille Restaurant. That's right up off the square, and it's called Love Songs for Everyone. Here to tell us about getting gushy for Valentine's Day is Maya of Modern Art. Maya, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Maya, how did you get started in music and art? What's your backstory?
Sure. Well, that would be a much longer answer than you have time for today. But I would credit my folks a lot. I came from a really musical family, grew up on Motown, folk, all the Americana classics, and classical, very important. So I think the combination of going through so many different genres, a lot of jazz influence, I mean, it was a mix up from the jump, and my family is very eclectic. Anyways, they can't even help it.
Were they playing in bands? Was there a family band, or what were they doing?
Everyone sings. Everyone's into music. My mom is a wonderful piano player. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I can't remember a time when I wasn't exposed to a lot.
Oh, wow.
I'll say that.
How old do you think you were when you started getting into kind of music a little more than...
As an individual, you know, apart from my folks, I would say the classic age, right around the teens, you know, decided I needed to figure out who I was and was going to figure that out on the keys of our Acrosonic.
Now you sing, but you also play some percussion.
I love percussion. I'm not performing at this point in time, but if you catch me at a house party, I'll let it rip.
And we were talking off air, and you said you used to play with the band Steez, who we play here often on Music Radio.
Love those guys.
And tell us about Modern Art and what makes being an artist challenging and important for you.
Yeah, the Modern Art Project is, it's kind of new. I spent a lot of time supporting other artists and backing bands, and I decided I was going to do something that was different, something audacious and really authentic to me. And where I found my heart in that was really looking for how to foster spaces for people to lean into their originality. And so even though I consider myself an independent artist, literally everything I do is about collaboration. I think, you know, I mean, I think that's where you get the good stuff is when you're doing it together.
Yeah, such is life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Now, Love Songs for Everyone. It's a Valentine's show hosted by Modern Art, and it's happening at the Lucille off the Capitol Square, Wednesday, February 11th. Mm-hmm. Why Lucille?
So Lucille is going on its third year of having Wednesday night free jazz, a night curated by DJ Phil Money. And it really has, it's become kind of a third space staple in town that I love. I mean, aside from the concerts on the square and all of the wonderful festivals that Madison has during the summer, it's pretty hard to find those places that you can consistently drop into. You're going to see people you recognize and you're going to have a good time, and it's going to be around, centered around art. There, you know, we don't have enough of those, and those are the kinds of places that make, you know, cities across our country really special, the ones we like to visit or, you know, affiliate with.
Right.
And so anyways, I think what's been happening there with increasing momentum is really special, and I'm honored to be invited as the second singer to perform there. I'm not sure if I'll live up to that, but we're certainly going to try. But I'm very pleased to be participating in this space that is intended to be for the community and free by design. Yeah.
And Lucille is a pizza place.
It is.
So they're going to have pizza there, right?
Yes, and really good empanadas, as it turns out.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that really sounds good. Well, let's talk about your band for this event. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just really couldn't believe it. It's a 14-piece ensemble. It includes brass, strings, keys, percussion, and vocals. And first, you have to come up with an official name for the band, because you said it was put together especially for this show, right?
Yeah, where do you even find 14 people?
You know, honestly, the hardest thing was really paring it down, if you can believe that.
Wow.
I mean, if I could, I'd rope in literally everyone that has the heart and the soul and wants to do the thing, and we'd find a spot for them on that stage. But they don't really have a stage. It's really just a lovely corner that we're turning into a stage. So
I was going to say, where do they put 14 people in Lucille in a band?
Math and a couple prayers. And we're going to fit.
Wow. Well, give the drummer some. Who is your drummer for this band?
Yeah, we actually have a couple people assisting with that.
Okay.
You know, decided instead of guitar, why not three percussionists, you know?
Yeah.
Just bring the whole bag. So, but on our lead percussion, we have Greg Riss. And on our lead kit, we have Jordan Kowalski. So both of them have played at Lucille in the past for Jazz Night, but in very different arrangements. And they have really eclectic and diverse and very different backgrounds. But everyone in the ensemble gets along great, even though most of them are coming together for the first time. The chemistry in the group has been really beautiful to watch.
How many rehearsals are you able to have before the show?
Yeah. Oh, man.
That must be a tough challenge.
You can't imagine the spreadsheet, the time that went into that. But we've had more than a few. And in this town, I want to say that
is good.
That is very good. That's very good. So in some ways, you know, we're really disadvantaged because it is a group of folks that have really different musical backgrounds. I think that's a strength. But it also meant that the biggest hump we had to get over was we had to get comfortable with each other and find our common ground in the rhythm. So it actually really helped out that we had such a strong rhythm section, an incredible bassist who's been coming in from Chicago, Frank McKern, and our keys, two keys players, Aaron Conkle and Dan Van Zeeland, who
is Aaron Conkle is it?
Yeah, oh, sure is, yes.
Natty Nation.
Yeah.
Purple People.
And People Brothers. Band, yes.
He's, how to say Purple People, but that's the wrong word.
He's been doing a lot for them. And we're just thrilled to have him bringing that organ heat for sure.
This sounds really good. And your ensemble, they're going to be covering music with a theme. What kind of music can people expect to hear at a show called Love Songs for Everyone?
Yeah, you know, because I kept telling people it's a Valentine's show. And then they would say, well, but it's not on Valentine's. So here's my pitch, okay? It's early. So if you don't like Valentine's Day, you can get it over with quickly.
Yeah.
And we're doing...
With
pizza and or empanadas or actually really fantastic salads too. I'm shameless plug for the salads. But, you know, we're doing the full life cycle of love. Every little inch of it, you know, from the pining to maybe revenge at the very end. We'll find out. And we're also doing every kind of love. So we've got love of self, love of community. You know, there really is a slice of everything. We tried to go for that. We also wanted the set list to, you know, fit into our like 2-hour slot. So, you know, the shades were limited, of course, but the excitement has been real, and I think we'll be back.
What kind of artists might you be covering?
Oh, man, all over. That was an important thing for me, was to make sure that every single member of the ensemble had a song that really made them sparkle and that made them really excited, and that they could take lead on or take a big solo on if they wanted that. So our genres are quite, there's a big span. The only skew that I noted was that we have more than a couple from the decade of the 70s.
Yeah. The decade
that's about
of love.
It.
Deserved.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny. March 7th, you are performing at the Majestic Theater on King Street. Is that going to be with a band, or what are you doing there?
Yeah, I'll be backed by the Big Payback with that local group that is just fantastic.
Amazing.
Their originals are so good. but I'm going to be doing, that's the Respect Show. So that's a celebration of women in music.
Oh, yes. Okay.
A little bit of history. I'm doing Billie Holiday songs.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Thanks.
Again, big shoes to fill. But, you know, I think with the right band and a little luck, we can make a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with a big payback. That makes it easy for you, right?
It's certainly going to help.
How can we keep up with modern art online?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, this project really started for me only in the last year or two. I started to lean into it. Actually took a long-term sabbatical from doing a decade of being a trauma specialist as my regular life, just to focus on the art. So, you know, as long as you're willing to give grace and look for something a little interesting, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram. You can find me at Modern Art Music and follow along because we've started to really kick it off. And so now there's going to be a lot more that's going to be posted soon, making sure everything is locked and tight for our artists and our collaborators. But, you asked earlier what is challenging about being an artist in this particular era. And I really think the hardest thing is how do we protect the work and still share the work? So I'm still looking for ways to be involved in the protection of original work to make sure that when I am putting it out there, that is going to be safe and won't be stolen by the robots, as it were. But but I am really excited. I've gotten a lot of support, and the people I've been working with have been absolutely fantastic.
Now, we should clarify the name Modern Art, because it's not a traditional spelling. It's Modern Art with a E on the end. So Modern, A-R-T-E, and it's all one word. If you're searching online, search Modern Art with an E, one word, and it'll get you there. Maya, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Catch Modern Art's Love Songs for Everyone. It's happening at Lucille Restaurant on Wednesday, February 11th with Maya, Modern Art, and her 14-piece ensemble. And I think one of the songs you're going to hear, you may not hear very often on Max Inc. Radio, but I know that this is my wife's absolute favorite song.
Amazing.
I think you might even call it our song. So, Alice, this one goes out to you. How deep is your love? This is the
Freudian
Bee Gees.
Freudian slip. I heard that.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.